You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Dina Del Rose, founder of OGCJ, a new lifestyle fashion brand for men and women. Del Rose is a fashion designer and entrepreneur from Union, New Jersey, and celebrates her company's first year in business this month. Dina has always been interested in fashion and style and created a unique fashion collection with a strong message. Dina, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
The privilege is all mine, Eric. Thank you so much.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well, Dina. So first of all, what inspired you to start OGCJ?
Well, first off, I just want to briefly mention that the brand is actually OGCJ. That stands for Only God Can Judge. But it's a new positive lifestyle brand that's all about the celebration of one's individuality while underlining the importance of non-judgment. And to answer your question, what inspired OGCJ? Honestly, Eric, it's been so many different situations and circumstances throughout my life that has really led and inspired me to start OGCJ. But the main inspiration has to be my goal to create a brand where people are able to express themselves and unite with others who are different. Basically, to build a mutual foundation where it's okay to be different and to have different outlooks and backgrounds and to not be judged for it, also while building confidence at the same time. I'm inspired to be able to reach people not only from different races, cultures, ages, religions, but incomes. And my two goals that drive my inspiration are to have all ranges of products. Right now, we offer T-shirts, hats, sweaters, sweatpants, for the demographic of ages 15 to 25, which you can check out on shopogcj.com. But eventually want to sell anything from accessories to kids' clothes. And my second inspired goal is to provide affordable to premium products without losing quality. Overall, I'm inspired on a daily basis to help make this country stronger and more united, especially for the youth. It breaks my heart every time I hear that a high school student or anyone has killed himself or herself due to being bullied, judged, or just sad. Did you know that for young people ages 15 to 24 years old, suicide, is the second leading cause of death, the second. And suicide takes the lives of nearly 40,000 Americans every year. Eric, I'm on a mission to lower that number. Right now we have shirts that portray statements. For example, a suicide is never the answer T-shirt, a peace over bullying tee, and our most popular tee for men and women of all ages have been our Judge Less, Love More one. This is just the beginning for our statement tees and OGCJ.
You certainly do have a strong message there, and we certainly do appreciate your sharing not only the message and not only those statistics, but also certainly the motivation that comes through your company. What is your company's growth strategy?
OGCJ's growth strategy right now is to bring the brand to life. I wasn't able to do that last summer, and unfortunately, New Jersey and basically all of the Northeast had a pretty drastic winter. So now I'm on a mission to strengthen our face-to-face presence with our consumers. So, for example, I want to go to street fairs, festivals, and events this summer. And we're always trying to grow our online presence and e-commerce flow, especially because right now we only sell online. But the next step is really to plan on getting into brick-and-mortar stores. And then for our product-wise, we're planning on expanding our statement tees, our graphic tees, and everything else as our brand grows, along with expanding our nonprofits that we donate to, which I'll explain a little bit about towards the end of the interview. But also, I'm in the works of doing a pop-up shop, which is really exciting. I always wanted to do one. It'll probably be located somewhere in New York City. But for the pop-up shop, I'll be connecting with fellow entrepreneurs and their startup business ventures as well. And last but certainly not least, I'm in the works of creating our OGCJ campaign, which will launch on Kickstarter. I can't say much since everything is still in the research phase, but if pulled off, OGCJ will be doing lots of traveling around the U.S., receiving and giving inspiration, good vibes, and also spreading the word and love of OGCJ. And if all goes planned, the Kickstarter campaign will start in June or July. If you want more information, more details will be soon posted on our website, shopogcj.com.
What is the number one challenge that you faced in your first year in business?
Oh, I would have to say getting out of my comfort zone. A lot of things I've done thus far were out of my complete comfort zone. In the beginning, it was easy. When I first started the business, all I had to do was paperwork, register the business name. I mean, it's a lot of work, but filing for trademark, it was working at a desk, really, making the business plans, et cetera. All of that was easy as pie compared to going out and networking. You're putting yourself so out there. Being the face behind your brand is pressure enough in itself, especially because I didn't go to school for fashion. I didn't even finish college. So my confidence level in this area wasn't strong, and it's still not where I want it to be. I have a lot of growing and experiences to go through. But without getting out of my comfort zone, I don't think I would be able to do anything. The past March marked our first year in the real reality world, and before that, I've been working on OGCJ for a year. But I know there are so many more challenges heading my way, but I'll be pushing through them and getting out of my comfort zone as much as possible.
Yes, and getting out of your comfort zone certainly does bring growth. Today, we are joined by Dina Del Rose, founder of OGCJ, a new lifestyle fashion brand for men and women here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dina, what are the three most important lessons you can share with other entrepreneurs and startups listening in?
That's a great question, Eric. No, but the first most important lesson would be to do your research. Research, research, research. For example, first starting out, I had a good friend refer to me to a small manufacturing company where to get the T-shirts and my tanks produced. He was such a good friend that I completely took his word for it. I didn't do any of my own research on that particular company. To make a long story short, they didn't know what they were doing. It was awful. I realized it halfway through, and by that time, it was too late. I had to finish with them what I started. I ended up getting half of my order right. And I found this out 2 days before my first photo shoot. I went into complete panic mode, then I stepped back, and I had no choice but to turn it into a resolution and figured out a way to recover. Luckily, in the end, they took responsibility for the products that were too messed up for correction, and I got some of my money back. At first, I blamed my friend, and then I realized I was the one to blame. I should have taken the time to research the company in and out. The second lesson would be to always believe in yourself. There will be fear, doubt, people not supporting you, but you just have to keep going. Never stop believing that you are capable of completing whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, even if you just take it one day at a time. And last but not least, I would say don't be afraid to try something. Take a risk. The way I see it and the way I've always seen my entrepreneur journey, that is, it's a 50-50 chance. Either the business is going to succeed or it's not. That's it. That's a good enough chance for me. To me, it's not worth thinking, what if? What if I had started? Where would I be? Blah, blah, blah. Just do it, and then you'll see. So that's what I try to tell myself every day almost. Do it.
Well said there. Lastly, Dina, how does your brand stand apart from other fashion collections from your best viewpoint?
Well, there has been a shift of conscious buying. For example, the rise of supply and demand for organic food, American-made products are coming back into play. And with OGCJ, we exemplify the conscious buying of a message and a movement that speaks volumes. Only God can judge, especially within this time of history where there's so much technology and advances that brings us together and closer, but not something that truly connects us. There is still so much separation, hate, and disconnect. Every time I turn on the TV, really, but I feel as if OGCJ is that concrete, and that in itself separates us from any brand ever made. But also very importantly to me, I have to mention about how we donate $1 from every product sold to a nonprofit. At the moment, and since we started, we have been donating to the nonprofit Team LeGrand, which is a part of the Dana and Christopher Reeve Foundation. Team LeGrand is to support Eric LeGrand, whom is a New Jersey Rutgers College graduate who was injured at MetLife Stadium in 2010 during a college football game. All it took was one tragic play, which caused him to suffer from a spinal cord injury, leaving him paralyzed from the neck down. He's doing so well that as of now, he has full movement in his shoulders and is getting stronger and better every day, thanks to his kindred spirit, his great foundation, and perseverance. I have to quickly add that becoming friends with him a couple years ago became one of my main influences in believing in myself and creating OTCJ. So I didn't know what other better way to give back than to start with his nonprofit. But eventually we're going to add more nonprofits and expand in that way. Because that's, at the end of the day, the most important is to give.
And I couldn't agree more with that as well. Once again, tell our listeners where they can get more information about OGCJ online.
You can go on our website, shopogcj.com. On Instagram, it's OGCJ Lifestyle. The same for Twitter, OGCJ Lifestyle. And on Facebook, shopogcj. And if you have any questions, you can email me at contactus@shopogcj.com.
Well, Dina, continued success to you, and thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio and the sound advice that you've learned along the way, and certainly look forward to having you back for an update down the road.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was really such a pleasure. Thank you.
And the pleasure was ours as well. We've been speaking with Dina Del Rose, founder of OGCJ, a new lifestyle fashion brand for men and women, and once again, the website of reference. And that does it all at shopogcj.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.